Fourth order of the meeting of the Committee on Legislation. We have quorum and we have enough to take action. And we will, and let me introduce the subject of today's meeting. Last week, the Appointments Committee interviewed eight candidates for acting commissioner or for commissioner, or in one case, county attorney and deputy, in another case, deputy county attorney for their positions. So I will, at this point, turn the meeting over to our Appointments Committee Chair, Mr. Burton, to describe the interviews, and we'll take each one by one and vote on each one.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Just curious, did we, because I know there were some emails going back and forth whether the board actually has a vote with respect to the appointment of the deputy county executive.
That issue and was, I, that issue, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure, I wanted to know whether that issue has been discussed. I saw the legislation or the law, and I know that, for some reason, this board never wound up confirming Susan Tolchin, and I wanted to know what the board's position was going to be on that, if we knew.
Let me state it this way. There were discussions about this. At the end of the day, the county executive agreed to submit Kevin Plunkett's name for approval and for vote without prejudice. Each of us can reach our own conclusions about the legislation. Apparently, we are actually looking at what the past practice has been. Apparently, in some cases, deputy county executives were approved, and in other cases, they weren't approved. But the bottom line is, what does the legislation mean? Yeah. I mean, and everyone can read it. My interpretation is it clearly provides for approval.
I don't care
whether it's a Republican or Democrat or whatever party, I think it requires
a vote. That was my reading of it, too, but it doesn't matter because I think he's got the support of the board anyways.
Yes, and Mr. Burton will address that. And I welcome Vice Chair Linda Williams, who's sitting in at the meeting. So, Mr. Burton, you want to take us through the interviews from last week, and we'll submit them to this committee for action.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we had a total of eight interviews that were conducted with seven individuals. And you have your agenda here, I think, so we can go down the list. First off was Bob Meehan for county attorney. We had a terrific discussion led by those people who represent Mount Pleasant, and it was done very well. So well, we moved him through unanimously 4-0. Second appointment, and these are not in order, but they're just as they are on the agenda.
Do you want to vote on each one as you go
well,
through?
Well, it's up to you.
Let's do each one.
Which point you're just each
okay.
One.
As,
and
a,
vote,
as a report,
vote.
Then,
and
the
vote.
Report is that the subcommittee on appointments recommended his appointment by a vote of 4-0.
I'd so move it.
Do second?
Second.
This is Bob
Meehan for county attorney.
Any discussion?
Second.
Any discussion? Let me just say I know Bob Meehan has served as a supervisor of Mount Pleasant for 20 years, but and I don't think he's actively practiced law for a while, but as a supervisor, he did oversee all of their outside litigation very closely in a hands-on way. Also, I know after a while, a person's status and grades in law school don't make a difference, but I'm impressed that Bob was on the Law Review at St. John's Law Review and wrote a note that was actually cited by the United States Supreme Court, so that was interesting. Anyway, that's my comment.
And he remembered what it
and
was.
And he remembered what it was. Anyway, vote all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Okay, Mr. Meehan's voted out of the committee.
And all next. These will appear tonight at the board meeting. The second interview on the list is Anne Marie Byrd as the Commissioner of the Department of Finance. After a more extensive discussion with her, because both she and Bob Meehan are new as opposed to holdovers, the committee voted 4-0 to recommend her appointment.
Do we have a motion to?
Yes, some of them.
Second. I think we were given to put some of her. She comes out of Eastchester. Her background.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Eastchester and Mount Pleasant.
She was the controller in Eastchester in the last appointment.
She was
I take
there
some pleasure in the fact there. That she's a constituent who I've known for several years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think if you're
well.
At the interview, mm-hmm. I know her well. She's an extensive background in finance and bonds.
Yes,
she's done a very good job at Eastchester, and you know, was happy to be a part of the board just as I was leaving when she came, and I've always had a good working relationship with her. She's very bright, you know, and respectful and responsible woman in terms of finances and bonds. She'll do a good job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay, Ms. Berg is approved.
Third person on the list is Ed Brancati, who is currently the number two person in the Department of Human Resources. He is proposed as the acting Commissioner of Human Resources. It was made clear by the administration that he will be retiring on the 31st of January, and Ed's description of his situation is that he has been asked to stay on to serve in this function through the end of January to make a smooth transition. The discussions went quite well, and the subcommittee approved his appointment 4-0.
So it's his intent to leave February 1st?
Well, he's put his paper.
January 31st, he said.
Yeah, retire.
I'd so move.
Second?
Oh, sure. Second. I'm sorry. I thought you were
seconded.
There will be an opening.
Yeah, there is a nominee for this position.
Yes.
I can't remember her name, but there is a nominee.
So he's going from acting, he'll be the commissioner.
The acting commissioner.
He'll be the acting commissioner.
The only thing that...
Why does he become, if we confirm him, why is he confirm him? Does he go for, he's probably acting now, but once we confirm him, doesn't he become...
No, he becomes acting. And the question that no one seemed to be able to answer, we never did get an answer, was what happens salary-wise? Do they assume the salary of the commissioner, or do they continue in their current salary? And no, none of them seem to know.
Well, but what slot are we putting him into?
Acting.
Well, I mean, but acting, if we're putting him into the commissioner slot, I assume that's a salary.
I would assume that, too.
I assumed
the same thing. So,
well, I'm just curious. I'm not going to ask. I'm curious. Does it our confirmation, the vote of the board, mean something?
Functionally, it means a great deal. Salary wise, I don't know. I think it's probably something worth pursuing.
I think it's to be up to him to pursue if he's interested. I'm just curious, what makes one commissioner versus acting?
The next one up I can answer because we did have on the Board of Health, we had a lengthy discussion.
But I think
that.
It's an interesting question.
But that has to do with Board of Health.
If today is the, 16th, 17th, 18th? He's deemed either today or retroactive commissioner, and it comes with a higher salary, that's going to have an effect on the pension, won't it?
But is it relevant to our discussions?
No, well, except that it could be a job salary savings.
Yeah, no, from the county. I mean, my only point, Mr. Chairman, is who's responsible? We voted on this committee. We should be able to report on the floor. One of our colleagues on the floor might ask him a question. Isn't it up to us to kind of?
Melanie, can you call Mr. Brancati in the Human Resources Department?
Actually,
he's the acting commissioner. He should know the answer.
Okay. Well, he isn't yet. We haven't voted.
Well, I'm sorry.
He's the number two person in the office.
He should know whether he gets a higher salary.
Okay.
And he's going for
if he doesn't, maybe we should reconsider.
We know for sure it's not regular commissioner.
But can we get that answer maybe now from Melanie? Can she give a call?
Can you call while we go to the next item?
Well, on that point, Mr. Chairman,
let's hold
Human resources doesn't have a contract. Some of them, there's no contract here. But
no contract.
But going to commissioner, would that affect like the length of term?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Length of term or length of service?
He serves at the pleasure.
No, the commissioner a fixed term.
Some have fixed.
Well, some commissioners have fixed.
That's
terms.
What I'm saying. So that it does become important.
A 6-year term.
Well, that makes it important.
But Marty, that's
so
why
he's acting.
That's why he stipulated that he was retiring.
Yes.
And so, based on that,
people could change their minds too.
Well, I don't know. Remember, this is we don't run this executive department. The executive
this is
runs
administration.
The executive department.
Yeah, but we're confirming. I'd like to know who I'm for what position and is
you don't know who you are. Your interest is in the
acting.
Is in
acting. It's not as commissioner.
It's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
So okay. We're going to get the answer.
Lyndon has a question.
He received a raise on January 1st.
Yes.
To the commissioner's salary?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the difference?
It's probably not.
It's in the book. You could look it up in the budget book.
Just call
him.
Do we want to vote on this now? Or do we want
yes,
to hold
I
on?
Would. We know now that it's gotten erased. I made the motion.
We made a motion, so.
I believe.
Do you want to wait for that answer, Gordon?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
So we'll just hold that and go to the next person.
We're going to have the same situation with all the actings.
I can tell you about Patsy Egg.
All right, the next person that we interviewed was Dr. Patsy Yang, who has been the assistant or the number two person in the Department of Health. She has been appointed as acting commissioner. This was as close to a no-brainer as you can get, and the subcommittee approved her 4-0.
She doesn't have any retirement papers in, right?
No, and a matter of fact, if I may, this is the second time she's taken on this position as acting. She did also when the when Dr. Lipson's
predecessor. I've only heard wonderful things about her, so I was wondering.
She is terrific. The reason for this one, in terms of the nomenclature, she is the acting commissioner because the state law says that
requires it a bit.
She would have to be an MD to be a commissioner. We could, if she was to become the commissioner, we could get a waiver that would allow us to have someone who is not an MD in this spot. But right now, this is definitely an acting commissioner, and she did not know either whether she was getting any more money or not.
Because I asked that specifically, no intent on her when I asked that question. But the other thing is that, you know, when we did the budget, there was only 6 months with the Commissioner of Health. And
but we don't know whether she's digging into that pot.
I have no,
do
you want to vote?
And we don't know if there's any, we don't have another nominee for that position. Again, it may depend on how that merger takes place of the two departments.
Yeah. We're going to get the county.
I would like to make the motion.
Okay. All right. Second?
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, we're voting on Patsy Yang. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None?
But why are we voting on her with an acting, not knowing her salary, and we held up Ed Brocati?
Well, because we
one was retired.
Only getting an answer, and now we're going to.
What's the difference?
It's a difference to me.
You and I agree.
It's a case for everybody. Giving somebody an increase if they're going to retire in 30 days.
Mr.
Especially if they're going to affect their pension.
Respectfully, I still think we should just know about exactly what that means. But the paperwork, which we do not have in front of us, I mean, based on the agenda, we are confirming these people, most of them, for a term that expires upon the appointment of.
Right. Yes.
So that sort of, you know, we don't trust them to retire. The term of the appointment, according to the agenda, is only as long as until that appointment. We really should, Nellie's going to be passing, do we have something to sign? I mean, are we signing?
Yeah,
we have the letters.
She's been on the phone.
I have to send them all around at once. And
okay,
just
but reading, that would say, I'm saying, you know, usually we read the term, I mean, I found it off the agenda, but we read through these, the term is only until the appointment.
Right,
so that's the
acronym.
That was one of my questions.
Yeah, see, without the paperwork.
He says he's retiring on the 31st of January, but it says to expire upon the appointment of.
If Which we I don't guess appoint means they're going to have to be an appointment.
If we don't appoint somebody by the 31st, technically he doesn't have to
He can retire anytime darn well pleases. If he were to retire and there was no appointment in place, then there would have to be another acting.
Right. And that's up to the county executive.
Wait, come on. This is a 12 years. Astorino's been in office 19 days. So you can't be asking all these things to be in position right away.
I'm on the Republican side.
You're criticizing the county executive?
Okay,
my point over here was why would we want to give an acting commissioner potentially a higher salary and a higher pension when we wouldn't have to do so? I mean, I'm trying to watch every penny. I have, you know, I'm not here to cause any problems.
Did you get an answer to the question, ma'am?
Yes. It was a difference of $18,015.
That's going to affect the pension even for a couple of days.
For the month of January, it's about $1,501.
I don't think.
No, but how does it affect the pension is the question.
If you go out at the end.
That's my point.
Well, you get. Remember, what you get is the pension is calculated on the 36
final
months.
Average salary.
Yes. Well, no, for the 36 months consecutive highest salary. Yeah. So if you bump it up 18,000, which is really only 1,500 a month, you're not doing any material impact on a pension for 1 month.
Is
for
it based on
years,
the yearly salary? Is it based
it's the highest
the actual
average.
Average.
No, it's
actual
on the monthly. Average. It goes by month.
Okay. The highest three
hours. Oh, so
it's okay. I'm just curious.
Yes. Well, just we
curious
you.
That this is even being implemented this way, and that I'm asking the question. Mm-hmm. I know I shouldn't be asking.
but Gordon, it's always fun to have you ask the questions.
Gordon, you're not the only one. Trust me. We all asked the questions when they all were in the interview. Nobody had the answers. We asked that the answers be gotten.
But the issue of this impact,
the issue of him retiring, is
the issue of the impact
the final
on the pension
was
not raised. We did not consider that.
No. And if he retires, does he continue? That's up to the county executive if he wants to hold him off.
But Gordon's specific question is the effect on the pension.
Yeah.
And that's a question we didn't ask before. I mean, if it's just a question of an extra $1,500, I'm not that concerned. But everybody make their own decision.
I'm not here to oppose anybody.
Right. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None?
Who did we just aye?
Patsy Yang,
right?
No, we already aye her.
This was Ed Brancati.
We did come back.
We're now moving to Ed Burroughs.
Yeah.
Another acting commissioner.
Are we finished?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, good. We interviewed Ed Burroughs, who's been the number two person in the planning department. A good discussion was held, and he was approved 4-0.
I shall move.
The only opposition I have, he spells his name wrong, so.
Is there a second?
Well.
Second.
Okay. He might have the same.
Mr. Burroughs, O-W-S, seconds the nomination of Mr. Burroughs, O-U-G-H-S.
I guess, do we, for our own discussion, for the record, do we need to match these up with places in the budget? I mean, certain positions were funded for 1 month.
Yes.
Right? Now, are these people
these
confirming
were not.
That? So I'm just asking. These were not.
If you go through the budget book, you can see these were regular.
Okay.
The
Commissioner of Planning just happened to be retired. So
okay.
He
retired. The special.
And Ed is currently a deputy commissioner.
He's a deputy.
He's the deputy.
So on confirmation, he becomes acting.
No, they're two deputies.
He might be appointed.
1 or 2, 3 months.
Yeah, and he might be the appointee. Yeah. So, you know.
Any other questions about Mr. Burroughs? O-U-G-H-S. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Next is Mr. Shue.
John Shue. John Shue.
Were you sure. Was everybody present during this interview?
I was.
No.
Does he have an intent to stay beyond? Do we know?
Who, Ed Burroughs?
No, I'm talking about John.
In the interview,
I think he's very good.
In the interview, we generally asked whether they were interested in staying on, and the answer was yes. Intent, different question. That's the intent, obviously, of the county executive's intent, not ours, or not his. But all of them indicated that they would like to stay.
And he too is the first deputy.
Yes. Right. I'm saying these are all the guys who were next in line. That's what the county executive chose to do.
And he gave a good list.
Perfectly reasonable.
The experiences and rules. And
he
knows the system.
Yeah. I'd like to move him.
Yeah. Second.
Moved by Mr. Burroughs. Second by
Myers.
Ms. Myers. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Right. Now we move to Mr. Plunkett.
No, I'll do this.
No, you're going to do it. I'm just announcing that we're moving to the next person and turning it over to you.
I'm delivering a report.
Cool. Yeah, go ahead. Get over the report.
Fine.
Just introducing it. It's not a big deal.
The next person up was Kevin Plunkett. He actually was there for two purposes, the first of which was the appointment to the IDA. There was a substantial discussion of IDA practices and other matters, the vote of the committee was 4-0 to approve.
Did you have discussions like comparing to the activities of the current IDA, and to the extent he understood what the current IDA was doing, is he going to pursue the same policies?
Yes. He has been involved in his private law practice with a number of IDA related matters. He announced at the meeting that he was resigning all posts that in his opinion would have even the appearance of a conflict of interest. And certainly the explanation. He had a long list, almost a page long, of various amendments that he has. So he resigned from it. In one discussion where I raised the issue of the concerns that IDAs were not in fact delivering jobs as promised, he indicated that he was very well aware of that, and that he was very open to reviewing this matter on a case by case basis.
But he essentially supports the idea of, I mean, people can serve on it, but, you know, have different views. He supports the concept of IDA as an entity that looks to encourage job creation, all that.
Very much. And we discussed a number of the local IDAs, and John Testa was present. John is, of course, the mayor, former mayor of Peekskill, which has its own IDA, and so there was back and forth about the efficacy of the local IDAs versus the county IDAs. It was quite clear that Kevin was very familiar with all of these issues.
Well, he was not that familiar with the county IDA.
Yeah. But can we expect him to be, you know, work to have it be an entity that acts as opposed to not acting.
Reaction.
So someone that idea was to.
I don't think he really.
I don't think we
was
any
in a position
that.
To answer that question. Mm-hmm.
Time will
tell. As to whether to be proactive or reactive.
Given that time.
Okay. So,
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I thank you for the courtesy of. I know I'm not a member of the committee, but on this point, I just wanted to reiterate the concerns along the lines that Legislator Rogowski indicates. As many of you know, in the news and have been following, there have been many issues about the controls and operations of IDAs not around the state.
Yes.
I have read that there are several reports that have been done by the State Attorney General's office.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a chance to take a look at them, it would be great, because it gives you some knowledge about why is the concerns for IDA. And most of the concerns are one, the institution or agency has significant powers in terms of funding as a standalone entity. Secondly, its goals and objectives are one, to be job creation, stimulate investments. And the third issue that actually was with the controls, the internal controls within IDA, because of the fact that it's a quasi-governmental agency that does not have the kind of support that is, on the one hand, that is necessary to actually run effectively. Many of these IDAs are falling outside of what their mission was intended to be. And I just say that to say that perhaps after the process of appointment, that we can probably kind of have him come back and discuss how within the discussions of reform, how he sees our IDA.
Not only that, person. Sorry.
Yeah, well, if I can, that's why, I mean, you know, listen, we're all here to try to, you know, move the system forward, but at the same time, the IDA particularly is basically a state agency, and my sense would be once we do these appointments, and I'm not sure how many, you know, there's several people I guess serve on the AD, then, to your point, it's not so easy, because I went through this a few years ago. You know, come in and tell us what you're doing, why you're doing it. They don't have to. We really don't have to the extent we have the opportunity to confirm, and this is nothing personal to Kevin, the process of finding out, again, it's not like this is the Supreme Court, but their philosophy, what they want to do, what are our views as a board, because once we make the appointment, the confirmation, we're out of it. Yeah. We're out of it. So I think it's, you know, to the extent, you know, unlike others, the commissioner will bring the commissioner in, does that, the IDA, it's out of our hands. So people could go in different directions with IDAs. You know, we're not going to do very much at all. We're going to do a lot. We want to do a lot of growth or not, whatever. To the extent the board has some views as to where we want to see the IDA go, this is the only opportunity we have. So that's why I raise these concerns, because we have no oversight, essentially. I went through this review. We really have no oversight once they're operating. So that's the reason for my question. I have nothing personal against Kevin, but it's my reason for my questioning as to, did you discuss philosophies and where he's going? Because this is it. It's the only chance we get.
I mean, I think you're raising some very legitimate questions that probably go beyond the confirmation of Kevin Plunkett on the IDA, but I would be very reluctant not to confirm someone at the county executive who's the deputy county, who will be the
deputy county executive,
to be on the IDA, because the county executive is going to have to be involved in any IDA.
Well, yes. Are there
project,
other?
So
do we know how many? I forget how many other members there are on the IDA, and maybe other opportunities.
We've always put that responsibility into. I think Louise had been handling it.
Yeah, but to the extent there's 2, 3, 4, or 5 members, that I presume we would have the opportunity to confirm those other members if and when they came before us, and maybe we could pursue.
Do we have
a lot of questioning
that?
With maybe those other members?
There's new appointees. We would
do
have
we
to
appoint
do that.
Them?
We don't
have Amelia has the book, and she doesn't have
so
it whether she can go get us the
I see. I see the county that he's adding, so quote, adding the deputy to the board. That's a little surprise, because we really don't have much chance. So the other members of the ID board are actually appointed by maybe the state or someone else.
No, it depends. Amelia,
are you aware of the IDA?
All
right, let's take one at a time.
Are you aware of the number of members of the IDA board?
She'll go get the sheet.
Wait a second. I'm sorry.
There are several commissioners from finance, budget, county executive's office. I'm not sure who the other ones, but there are
who serve ex officio.
Executive. Subject to our approval.
No, that's the question.
May I, since you are chair in the subcommittee, can we just ask Amelia to go get the book, get the sheet, and then not guess and not say, I think there is, I wish there was, I can make it. Go get the sheet and show us what's on the IDA, please.
Yeah, please, Amelia.
And if you can't do it now, you get it to us before the end of the meeting. We'll sit here and we'll keep going back and forth. We don't even know.
Yeah, let's get the information before we vote.
So we're gonna
let's hold off on that. And so I just want to note that Legislator Alfreda Williams has joined us again and asked to sign in.
Hey, Williams.
Let's move to Kevin Plunkett, a.k.a. Deputy County Executive.
The second part of the interview with Mr. Plunkett was concerned his appointment as Deputy County Executive. And a spirited discussion went on and lasted for virtually an hour, at the conclusion of which the committee recommended his appointment 4-0.
And so move.
Second. And we do have a letter from
what you talked about for an hour.
Lots of things.
We talked most of
the
policy. We talked the issues. As, for instance, I asked him whether he believed that a county, a charter revision commission was necessary to achieve any, you know, consolidations, efficiencies in county government. We discussed the fact that it might not be necessary. We discussed the implementation of the housing settlement. And we discussed some other items as well, but that was a much lengthier discussion. And I was very comfortable with the answers. And we do have a letter from county executive appointing him. Mm-hmm. And we had the discussion before as to whether our board does have the right to approve the appointment, and without prejudice to their position, the county executive office has submitted his name for approval by our board. So we vote on him as deputy county executive. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have a motion?
Yes, I did.
We have
and Gordon seconded it.
All in favor? Aye.
How is the, can the...
Okay, so it's approved. He's approved.
How can the deputy county executive be terminated? By...
He serves at the pleasure
at
the county executive.
Yeah, okay, because I see he will serve in that position unless otherwise terminated as provided by law. So I was wondering what Rob meant on that.
I think it's at his...
That's what I thought.
Right. And
serves at the pleasure.
Right.
So then it's the Commissioner of Public Safety, and I saw there was a letter here.
Well, we get to this. This is rather interesting. We had a letter from the county executive appointing Mr. Longworth. That letter was held over pending the review, receipt of a review by the Police Advisory Board, which is statutorily required.
Right.
They met at 2:00.
3:00 Thursday.
Last Thursday. By email, I've not seen the physical letter, but
that's
by email, the chair, Lawrence Otis Graham, reported that they had reported favorably on Mr. Longworth. And so, since we did not have an opportunity to see him at this meeting that we held on Thursday, the decision was made subject to the chair's approval to pass him out today pending the successful interview this afternoon by the subcommittee on appointments.
By reading this letter from John, it looked like Mr. Longsworth was going to be an interview for today's meeting. Am I reading that?
Subcommittee on appointments.
We should invite Mr. Leonard for an interview during the legislation committee meeting.
He couldn't make it. There's a funeral.
Let me explain that. He had a funeral to go to this morning. He's coming in at 1:00.
Okay.
So not only is the appointments committee invited, but the entire committee can come in and sit in on that interview.
That's
so if we vote, 1:00.
We are not going to vote ourselves out. We will stay in recess so that we don't have to document another meeting for 1:00.
Yeah, but then we don't get it on the blue sheet.
No, we have to vote it out now.
Subject to.
Put a blue sheet, and then if you decide not to, we'll have to vote it down tonight.
Well, that would be subject to today's meeting at 1:00?
Right.
So we have no problem.
It goes over tonight if somebody has a problem.
Right. If there's a problem, or if he doesn't get voted out of the committee or can't make the meeting. So
I don't mind.
All right. Is there any discussion?
No, I would like to say, you know, I've known George. He was originally one of the considerations for the public safety commissioner previously when I was on COD as well. He was the former chief of Dobbs Ferry on the Police Chiefs Association. He's a lawyer. he's highly regarded in the law enforcement community. And while we regret the loss of Tom Belfiore, I think we're getting an excellent person to take his place.
Any other discussion?
Listen, I take the views of Mr. Pinto with a great deal of respect, because I respect for his public safety perspective, so that's very important, because I do not know the gentleman.
Yeah.
By the way, his resume is...
I'm looking at his resume. Yeah. I mean, the only question, and his resume, you know, he hasn't worked with a department the size of our department, but, you know, it's... But I respect what Vito's saying. My only question would be in terms of... getting input, is that would it be appropriate, I don't know, to get at least some comments from the PBA, President Hagan, have we had any input from them?
I don't know.
Or are they in a position, maybe they're not even in a position to comment if they don't know him, but, you know, other people who have dealt with him, it's one thing for the police board, which I guess by law needs to, by the charter needs
to
review him. Again, I don't know the gentleman, but it's a very important position, and so those who have worked in law enforcement, and whether it's our PBA or any other, you know, organizations that we've worked with Mr. Longworth over the years, but I don't know, I guess you haven't even interviewed him yet, right? So we're going to have the interview at 1 o'clock. I don't know if the community feels it's important to get any other input from anyone else. I respect Vito's input. And,
you know, it's interesting. I mean, if you take that approach, then why don't we talk to people in the public works area who deal with the county as to whether they think of commitment?
Well, I think there's
why
difference.
People in the healthcare community? We can expand this popularity.
Well, not necessarily. And I'm not saying this
potential commissioners or not.
John, I think public works plug in a pothole, whether it's a county road or a state. You know, a lot of public works is the same kind of work. This is community larger.
We have
the bomb squad. We have a lot of things in the county that local police don't have, and just like when I asked the DA, she wasn't happy. How do you get along with your officers and the men? I'm saying, because this is our only.
I understand that, but
philosophical
issue about whether, you know, you're right that public safety may be a more critical, argue it's a more critical function, but if you start taking that approach, then why not for every commissioner ask people they work with?
We have a response, depending on what it is. I might say we need to, I don't want to get too far down, because I have nothing against the jump. It's hypothetically, let's say there were, I don't know, major problems in Dobbs Ferry and the police and all kinds of disciplinary. I don't want to, take this to, it's all hypothetical, but let's say there were. We don't know anything about that. That's all. Okay. But I go along. Vito would know about it.
But I would like to respond to you.
Mr. Pinto,
we do have an opportunity to address a lot of issues about profiling, about management, about past history, about any issues that we want, about running a department.
And we
do have that opportunity at his interview.
We haven't had the interview yet, so these questions are like prior.
I thought the blue sheet closed at 1:30, and perhaps I'm way getting too old, but 1 o'clock, and, you know, hopefully we could just have held it, and I was hoping he could come in a little earlier, mm-hmm. but regrettably he has a funeral. It was a family matter that he had to attend, and one of the reasons that I had asked to push it as chair of public safety is that you do want somebody on board with authority, and I think until his final confirmation, there's some things that we should ask him, and we'll do that.
As I said, Mr. Chairman, we have a new county executive, and we all certainly want to work with him and get along. During the course of year after year, we have 40, 50, 100, 200 confirmations, all these boards and their renewals, and we just go through it fairly, routinely. Relatively few times do we confirm a commissioner. So I say, 12 years, so all I'm saying is these confirmations, as opposed to the 99% of what we do, is different. That's all I'm saying.
You raise a good point.
This is the one chance.
Roll call.
Any other discussion about Mr. Longworth?
I support you.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I believe I made it. If I didn't, I will make
Subject to being voted out of the appointments subcommittee this afternoon.
And we all have the ability.
We will all be ability. Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay. We have to come back to the...
Who was the second on that? She wanted to know.
Who seconded it?
I think I did.
Gordon.
coming back to Kevin Plunkett as AKA IDA.
AKA IDA. Okay, we got all those aliases.
The members of the IDA, according to this sheet I've been given, indicate that all members serve at the pleasure of the county executive, so there's no fixed term. Mm-hmm. The current members are Karen Araspedi, who was appointed in 2005.
What are you looking at, John?
A sheet.
A sheet.
Although you guys can.
You got a sheet. But I'll pass it around.
Amelia has the sheet has of all the boards.
Royden Letson, appointed in 2002. Alfredo Quintero, appointed in 2006. Kevin Plunkett, just recently appointed. And William Wood, appointed in 1999. Hmm. And there are two vacancies. So we will have the opportunity, assuming those
plus the chair
vacancies are filled. Plus the chair is one of the vacancies.
Yeah, don't count the rebound.
Vincent Ripper tendered his resignation.
Right. It appears that there is a separate chairman.
So from that, if I ask Mr. Chairman, maybe. As Amelia was saying before, there are various commissioners, they're ex officio, they're not official members of the IDA. Through their post as commissioners, they serve on the IDA. But
none of these people are commissioners.
Right,
so you're right.
So that's separate. The commissioners, we may have confirmation opportunities. The commissioners on their own will just sit there ex officio.
Yeah, according to Bill, the chief, I'm reading this right. According to this, there are seven members. I would assume if you have seven, the chair is one of the seven, because you're not going to have an even number.
Well, I would think so. It's just that the notation is Vinnie Ripa chair. So I'm not at all sure.
I think seven members.
Well, there's three vacancies right now with Kevin. And Kevin hasn't been appointed, so there's three vacancies.
Right.
And Roy Letson, he's up there in age, former Senator Roy Letson.
So is it our understanding that each commissioner would go through, because I don't remember, 2006, 2002, I mean, I've been
mid-90s.
Confirming the other ones. But,
2005, 2006.
Yeah, 2005, 2006. I don't recall.
I don't think it comes to us.
By the way, the other person
I remember
that
asking
resigned.
About that.
It must have been the practice for the county executive to appoint the deputy, because Susan Tulchin was on this board and resigned. Resigned, but she was appointed March 23rd, 2009. Yeah. Yes, Mr. Chair, who has joined us.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question on the IDA board, on the qualifications of the board. I believe that the county executive has an appointment to that board, which the deputy county executive fulfills. You may want to check that.
So
out.
The other point
that would make sense because
the
points
are not the county executive.
It says Susan Tulchin. It says administration end. And if you look at Ripa, he tendered his resignation, and the others all resigned. So that makes sense. It's subject to the appointment of. So I would imagine, and I don't know whether there's any discussions over here, that Plunkett could serve as the county executive's choice, period.
Well,
it still has to be confirmed. The other vacancies, who fills those other vacancies?
So we'll find that out.
Amelia should have that.
Well, you see the column there that says BOL.
Well, they all have to be approved. There's no question they have
to
be confirmed.
They'll have to be approved.
There's no question they have to be confirmed.
Okay.
Less.
I mean, Mr. Chairman, is there a maybe we could get a breakout of who was appointed by who on the board and the particular process?
I'd rather know to do that. Do you want to do that before the vote? Do you want to hold off on the vote? Or not? We'll get that information. Okay, we prepare to vote on Mr. Plunkett as IDA member.
I'll move.
Mr. Burrows moves. There a second?
A second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None.
Okay, so only person just for is Longsworth subject to coming out of the committee.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is approved.
Any other matters to come before the committee? Okay, for some of the committee members who were not here last week, let me just remind you, if you have any proposed legislation you'd like the board, the committee to consider, please submit it, and it will get on the agenda.
As I discussed with you, John, last week, I'm going to be submitting not only term limits, but I'll also be submitting the changing of the fiscal.
Submit whatever you like. We're going to have a robust debate on any issues submitted before the committee.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair. You.
And finally, we do have, as I mentioned previously, we do have a project going forward, which is not going to be completed in a short period of time, to look at the entire code, all of the laws we passed, and to look at, are they being enforced, how they're being enforced, whether they require reports to be submitted to the board, whether they've been preempted by existing state law. And we have eight interns from Pace Law School who who are coming in to do this project. We're going to meet with them, or most of them, this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And you will happy to circulate the resumes. They are, the resumes, the quality of the student that has applied is truly impressive. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, on that point, I appreciate that project, and I would just add there's several, we started doing this a couple of years ago, fines that have been set out a lot, $25, that have been, you know, all throughout the charter that 20, 30 years ago, is it appropriate to update those numbers or, you know, get rid of them, whatever. So it's part of your review.
Excellent suggestion. If you have any other thoughts, please submit them, because we have an opportunity.
That's great to have that work.
I think it's a free labor here. Yeah. They're getting pro bono credit for this, so they get something in return. That's good for them and helpful to us. So we're going to follow up by checking out the IDA appointments, who makes them, how they're confirmed. Is there anything else that we need to follow up on? Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None? You?
We'll leave until you sign, please.
Marty, stick around for the sign, please.
I'm stretching. I'm working the treadmill this morning. I'm not sticking around.
You don't have a problem with your weight, do you?
No.
You got to go. What's your winter season?
I'm going April 1st.